This is our Christmas Day message, our service sermon, and it's entitled, The Two Jesus. I visited an orphanage many, many, many years ago in a part of Africa, very war-torn, very poor, and where some children were being looked after by people. They had no place to go and no place to stay, and there's not much to eat in this place at all. Because of the war, the orphanage was closing, about to close down, had no funding, and already was falling apart. But it was the only place, really, for these kids. And it was December time, so I told them this Christmas story, the story of the birth of Jesus, which they had never heard before. And I told them about how the angel had a message for Mary, and she was a young girl about to be married to Joseph, and that took some explaining to the kids. And then, of course, how when she was ready to give birth, they had arrived in the town of Bethlehem, but it was a very busy time, and there was no room in the hotels or any place for them to stay except for a stable. And that actually, kids seem to understand that a lot more. And of course, Jesus was born. I had told them about the shepherds and the wise men who had come to bring gifts, found Jesus in this stable, and they listened with great amazement, totally attentive to every word. I tried to describe it as much as I could, sat on the edges of their stools listening to every word. Once I'd finished the story, we gave the kids pieces of cardboard and some sticks and some tape, and we asked them, you know, to, if they were able to make a cot, you know, gave them some paper as well, little napkins, and said, okay, see if you can make a cot and make Jesus and see what you can do with the story that I told you. Well, it took a while, but they quietly went to work. All of these kids, extraordinary silence, but there was a spirit of anticipation, of excitement in the place. The orphans were busy making their cots and their stables, and I walked among them to see if they needed any help. And everything was going well, and until I got to one table where there was a little boy sitting, and his name was Misha. As I looked into the little boy's manger, or his little cot, well, I was surprised to see not just one, but two babies in the manger. Two matchsticks side by side. Well, I've never seen two baby Jesuses in the manger. I mean, have you? I asked little Misha why there were two babies in the cot, in the manger. I mean, did he misunderstand me? Did I not explain the story right? Did I get it wrong? Was there a misinterpretation of some cart on my part? Well, somewhat embarrassed and quite frightened and rather tearfully told me what he did and why he did it. You see, he said, I did everything you told me to do, and after I put little Jesus into the manger in my little box, I wanted to give him a gift. I mean, you told me that this was the greatest gift that God could give us, and I didn't have anything to give him, and I wanted to do something to say how thankful I was that he was born. You see, you told me about the wise men who brought gifts, and surely there must be something I could do. And I said to Jesus, is there something I can give you? Then I thought I heard Jesus say to me, continued little Misha, I hope I wasn't wrong. And this is what I heard Jesus say. Little Misha, do you have a place to stay? Do you have any family and friends, anyone to look after you? I told him, no, no mama, no papa, no brothers and sisters. I don't have much to eat except for this place and these people. And then Jesus told me, well, what do you want to do? What would you like to say? I said, I want to give him a gift, but what can I give him? And I wanted to stay with them. And that the only thing I had was myself. So I asked Jesus, if I kept him warm, will that be a good enough gift? And I thought I heard Jesus say to me, if you keep me warm, that would be the best gift anyone has ever given me. So I got into the manger, into the cot, and then Jesus looked at me and he told me I could stay with him forever. So you see, that one matchstick is Jesus and the other matchstick is me. As little Misha finished his story and tears running down his little face, have I done something wrong, he asked. Oh no, I said, tears running down my own face. I've never seen this before. This has never happened in all the years I've told this story. He cried. I cried and I wrapped him in my arms for a while. We just sat there. And little Misha had found someone who could not only never leave him alone, but would be his friend for life. For a moment, I thought I saw a tear in one of the matchsticks. I could be wrong. You see, folks, at Christmas, everyone is called to wrap their minds around the prospect of the impending God with us and what that presence means for all of life, how we love, how we live. This God, in the form of the baby Jesus, upsets all our living and all our being. And the story of the angel Gabriel's message to Mary is surrounded by the impossible. The angel's confession that nothing is impossible for God finds its deepest meaning in the fact that life is not as it is. It's not as we know it. And what seems impossible is in fact possible. The Christmas story changes everyone who dares to be changed, and it started with Mary. She was part of the greatest religious revolution the world has ever known. Mary cannot even believe this impossible, possible situation. Me? Who am I? Why am I special? You've got to be kidding. I mean, Mary knows her place. She knows who she is. She knows where she comes from. This shouldn't be happening to her. She doesn't deserve it. She's a teenager. She's from the wrong side of the tracks. But she is someone who dared to believe. And Mary moves us from an ordinary girl to a highly favored woman, from Mary to the Mother of God, from denial to discipleship, from an ordinary observer to a participating believer. And this, I believe, is the appropriate transition from Advent to Christmas. And as we hear her response of faith, let it be according to your word, we too are moved from the absence of God to the presence of God, from the place of doubt to the place of trust, from the place of nothing to the place of everything. This is the promise of Christmas. And although I had worked with the orphanage for quite a while, and with help from various Christian organizations and business people, we were able to build a very different orphanage. Many kids were helped. Many came to know Jesus because of Misha's story. Sadly, little Misha died before he got to 10. For many of us who believe and who have entrusted our lives to God, will look at ourselves through the eyes of God and be forever grateful that if it was not for the grace of God through the gift of his Son, my life, their life, would probably, definitely account for nothing. Folks, although 2019 will come with its own challenges and with its own problems, as I've said before, it comes also with many, many opportunities and great possibilities, because of the one who knows us, because of the one who's made us, if only we would believe. And belief will call for great courage, great change. And I've said this a few times in the past weekend. May I be forgiven for saying it again. Can I ask that today, this Christmas day, in the midst of your unwrapping of presents, in the midst of all that you're going to do, the festivities of the day, the eating, the merriment, the joy, the laughter, and of course, remember those who will find this time a very difficult period. Once again, would you look into the face of the Christ-like child in that manger, in that cot, and see if you can't recognize the human face of God who gave his all so that we can live a life that is worth living in a world that is worth having because of a promise that God thought was definitely worth giving. And folks, believe me that when we do, like the shepherds and the kings, we'll never be the same again. And it is then that I hope and believe that we will find the Louis Armstrong song, "What a Wonderful World This Could Be." Well, that was an attempt to be the perfect song at Christmas. Failing that, you and I can remain like the animals in the barn, forever just looking in and thinking, surely not. For the greatest gift that God has given this world was his Son. The greatest gift that we can give him is what we do with his Son. Folks, may the God of hope fill you with all joy this day. Peace as you trust him for the new year, that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit to live a life that is forever changed by the life given. Wishing you a very blessed and meaningful Christmas.